know what that means. It won't be much longer before you're going to have another episode of Tales from the Hood with your host, Barry Satoro, live from downtown Tucson, Arizona, as he reaches out and does his best Bill Clinton routine. He's going to wag the finger and shed a little tear, and the average idiot is going to fall for it. Top of the evening, and good evening to you. Good night, good morning, whatever part of the world you happen to be in. Welcome to another installment of Life, Liberty, and All That Jazz. I'm your host and commentator for the hour, Jeffrey Bennett. And you're listening to this program live this 12th day of January 2011. And you're listening right here on RBN, Republic Broadcasting Network. Oh, the stadium's filling up. Ooh, them people gots to hear the brother from a honky mother run his mouth. Don't get me started with that. I could... never mind. I guess I better take care of one thing and get it done and out of the way, because I know where I'm going this hour, and it isn't going to be down that path. Markets were kind of interesting today. They rallied at the end of the trading day because stocks were higher and we had successful bond auctions in Portugal. All of these things, of course, ease worries about Europe's debt crisis. And how did we wind up? Dow Jones Industrial up 84 points to close at 11,755. The NASDAQ up 21, closing at 2,737. S&P 500 was also up. They were up 11 points to close at 1286. Global Dow up 7 at 2135. Oil, ooh, goody, we're moving. Oil is up 22 cents, currently at $92.08 a barrel. How high can it go? You just count the cash flowing out of your wallet. And over on the precious metals side of the aisle, in the aftermarkets, everything's pretty well even, Stephen, but a good day for silver. I've had clients do very well in silver today. Currently at $29.71 an ounce. This morning it was at $29.29, and I've got some very happy clients who purchased early in the day. Gold is off $2.20 in the after hours, currently at $1,385.80 an ounce. Platinum down $6 at $1,790. $5. As for the rest of it, stay with us. We've got an interesting story about a conspiracy theory to tell you. Be right back.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back. Watching some of the unbelievable flood damage that's taking place in various places around the world. I believe it was a year ago today that the earthquake in Haiti took place. What's happening to our friends down in Australia is quite amazing to watch. Probably a half an hour before going on the air, I received an email. I suspect that I know ultimately where the information came from. How many of you are aware of a publication called the European Times? Well, that to me smacks of Sorcefall, F-A-A-L. One of these, I can't figure out if I'm a man or a woman or I dress both ways or do both ways. I don't know what the story is. But there is an interesting headline out there that apparently is cropping up in Europe that I'm not going to say is accurate, but it is food for thought. The claim being that the shooting of the congresswoman in Tucson was a disguise hit on a federal judge who was ruling against Obama. According to the article, a Foreign Intelligence Service report circulating in Europe last week stated that the top U.S. federal judge for the state of Arizona was assassinated barely 72 hours after he had made a critical ruling against the Obama administration's plan to begin the confiscation of citizens' private retirement and banking accounts in order to stave off their nation's imminent economic collapse, and after having the U.S. Marshals protecting him removed. In other words, the marshals that were allegedly protecting the judge had been, according to this commentary, removed. The article goes on to say, according to the SVR report, Federal Judge John McCarthy Roll was the chief judge for the U.S. District Court for the District of Arizona, who this past Friday had issued what was called a preliminary ruling in a case titled The United States of America versus $335,520 in United States currency at all. Case number 4:2010CV00703, filed November 30th, 2010, wherein he stated he was preparing to rule against Obama's power to seize American citizens' money without clear and convincing evidence of a crime being committed. End of quote. Well, according to this article, Obama and the bankers pulled off a thinly disguised murder of a federal judge, and the Russians are the only sources who are speaking the truth. The judge was not an innocent bystander. He was the primary target. Well, first and foremost, understanding the diabolical mentality of the kind of people who rule over us in this nation. My biggest concern is the source of all of this. I am 99% convinced that this bit of information that my friend sent to me is probably from the rantings of writings of the most idiotic alleged journalist anywhere in the world. A character that goes by the name of Sorcia Fall. Now, if you were to go do a Google search later on this evening, Sorcia is spelled S-O-R-C-H-A, and Fall is spelled F-A-A-L. Do a little bit of research. It's going to raise, and this is amongst the reasons I share this story with you. One, because, yeah, I can see the probability of something like this being realistic, but most importantly, I also want you people to be aware of what emanates from the orifice this idiot Sorcia Fall. Now, we had an off-air caller suggest that the assassin's name might actually be David Booth and, in fact, could be Mossad. Gee, I wonder, could that be any relationship to John Wilkes Booth? Is this something that's continued to run in the family for over 100 years? I don't know. But I think over the years of the pieces I've read from Sorcia Fall, and they're sent to me still on a continued basis, most of them turn out to have absolutely no credibility. They are massive instigation type pieces. That's my opinion. They are pieces that are written to incite reaction from a people's, and what that reaction may ultimately cause could be quite negative. In other words, that individual writes, in my estimation, to be more of an infiltrator. One of the things I've spoken about on the air for many years is this thing called self-responsibility. Your health is your responsibility, not your doctor's. Not that you shouldn't have the guidance of a physician, or if you're required to have surgery, understandable. But your health, your well-being is ultimately your responsibility. Whether you get into or don't get into the so-called promised land, don't look to your minister and your rabbi and your priest and your shaman and your whatever to give you the keys to the gates of heaven. I mean, you can get down on your knees a couple of times a week, going to church, lining that collection plate. Of course, it's always for Jesus, you know. Yeah, right. But you can do that. You can fiddle with your rosaries. You can do it on hard ground knees. You can do it on nice padded little dealy bobs. But the fact of the matter is, whether you get into heaven or not, if there is such a place, is your responsibility. Now, I ain't lining the collection plate as some character with a black jacket on and a white collar. And it's nonsense. Your financial well-being is your responsibility. It's not mine. When we talk about precious metals, I don't talk about them with the approach of you're getting rich and wealthy and making a whole ton of money. I've never talked about gold and silver ownership in those terms. It's historical common sense. But it's not your banker's responsibility to take care of your money. It's become easier for all of us in this country to turn over our lives to someone else and allow them to be responsible for our well-being. Financial, spiritually, morally, physically, whatever the case may be. But you have to understand that self-responsibility, or the lack of it, is at the core of our lives. It cannot function in a legislated silence that outlaws contemplation. Especially when all real communication in this country has been silenced. You see, beneath and maybe surrounding the latest outrage in Arizona lies the real reason for the national frustration with everything to do with this government at all levels. First, the government itself has shut down all communications between the public and those that supposedly represent it. You cannot contact senators or representatives that do not directly represent you. You cannot directly question the people that are supposedly working for you. They, you know, Congress, the government, those in power, they have routinely blocked us at every single turn from having any part in the life and death decisions that they routinely make each and every day regarding the most important things in our lives, our medical health, and even our deaths. You saw what happened in Illinois today? Hippie, you got to be a happy camper. You ain't living there anymore. A lame duck session of the Illinois Congress passed a 66% tax increase in Illinois today. Just got a note from Granny. She says, yeah, it is Sorcha Fall. Figures. I can smell it. But that's why I'm my grandmother's grandson. I think I hear music. I'm not sure. Am I hearing music? No? I've been getting some strange sounds here the last couple days. All right, the man says there's no music yet, you know. Oh, yeah, here's another one. Story I was referring to is one of the latest pieces in the whatdoesitmean.com website, which is Sorcha Fall, world-famous disinformation front. But they're always a fun read. Stay with us. We'll be back more with our commentary about self-responsibility.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
Talking this evening about self-responsibility. On top of the fact that the media and our politicians want to take control of everything in our lives, that everyone that has even a small piece of any real authority continually lies to all of us about everything they do, supposedly, of course, in our names. In this poisoned air of a thoroughly destroyed system, there's not been and still is not any way for anything to ever get resolved, at least according to constitutional method of physical representation that has been legislated into oblivion. Now, combine all of that with having the government declare the entire population of the nation as enemies of the state and potential terrorists. Even as government continues to spy on all of us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, then you've got to ask yourself, is it not reasonable that the public might justifiably be getting a lot more angry than ever before? Now, this is no excuse for that which took place in Arizona over the weekend. But these type of killings are directly attributable to the massive failures of government at all levels to show even a minimum of concern for all that has happened to the people of this nation since 9/11. And as to the climate of violence in the United States today, that in particular is directly due to the growth of the police state that has been created and reinforced by traitors at all levels within what is now the United States of America, Inc. Our courts are rigged. Justice, or just us, is a joke. The system itself has been massively criminalized so that the filthy rich get everything they could possibly want while the rest of us are left to fend for ourselves. In other words, we get bupkis from illegal and exorbitant taxes. And as I mentioned before the break, this thing in Illinois today where the lame duck Illinois Congress, in the midst of the night, broad daylight is more like it, shoved a 66% income tax down the throats of the citizens of Illinois. That's just about going to shut down my friend Rick Biaseta's business. You want to talk about where people are about to get angry? Look to Illinois, pal. Our elected officials are the ones that pass all these programs that put these cities and states and municipalities and the country itself in massive amounts of debt. And they think nothing of stealing more money from us to compensate for their stupidity and ignorance and avarice and greed? We've got restrictions of all types upon our personal preferences, upon travel in most of its forms, but especially upon constitutional guarantees that are about as dead as any scrap of personal contemplation when it comes to the options that this public is left with. And every bit of it, my friends, was done by design. It was planned a long time ago, but it's only just now coming out of the shadows and a vengeance that very few are even able to begin to grasp. Planning was evident as far back as the general strike that was called for in San Francisco in 1934. The upshot of that daring revolt led directly to another backroom deal between the government and the unions that in effect ended the ability of working people to ever shut down this nation by striking ever again. By having permanently removed the power of working people to demand and get fair treatment at the bargaining tables. Because you see, what was at stake was the ability of unions to withhold their labor in order to obtain a fair price for their services. In the same way that employers could use their powers to restrict employees from even asking for that. But the prohibition of a general strike on the table. The scales were permanently tilted in favor of the fat cats. We spoke of this yesterday. Employment circumstances are getting better and better and better. But why? It's better for the employers. Because they can now control the amount of money that they have to pay out. They'll now hire the person that will take the job for the least amount of money. All of these things are creating the death knell of the unions. That was decided. The fate of the unions could only decrease from that point on. Today the unions are a public joke. Because they're owned outright by the owners of the businesses that allow unions to even exist. I mean, let's let them exist just for pure show. Hey, the Kingfish is on the way, baby. He be in that Cadillac limousine. He heading over to the university to be run his mouth. That's right. Mr. Obama, he going on over there to be talking about the devastation. Uncle Remus. Gonna find another way to do it. We'll be back. Stay with us.
Penis from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains a penis from heaven? You'll find your fortune.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey Kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, the online store. It's a featured product.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hey, beating in those skins. Coming back out of the break, a little bit of Charlie Parker. Great video we've got posted up there today. Very interesting piece. There's not a lot of Charlie Parker stuff out there, and man was brilliant, just brilliant. We are, moments away from, and believe me, I'm not going to be playing the sound bites because I cannot stomach listening to the words that emanate from that guy's mouth. Oh, call him what you want, Barry Satoro. You can call him Obama. You can call him Count Chocula, the Kingfish, Uncle Remus. There's any number of names you can come up with. Buckwheat's a good one. And I hope you got the email last night. Buckwheat is dead. Yeah, well, it's another story. You know, they have spent... The media has spent an inordinate amount of time on this situation in Arizona. And politicians from both sides of the aisle have made complete asses of themselves. Knee-jerk reactions to calling for stricter gun controls. You know, you begin to look at the history of this kid. Apparently he was going to a local, probably community college. The guy's again has been picked up for possession of various different drugs over the last several years. He apparently has had some interesting altercations with some of his instructors in the university environment. I'm sure there was a point, if he's not still on them, where he was certainly on ADD and I agree with that, Doc. Very, very much I agree with it. Hippie says, yeah, he's listed. He's glad he got the heck out of Illinois. 66%. Can you believe that garbage? Hippie says down in Florida he had to register to vote and had to provide a long-form birth certificate to get his driver's license. I guess Obama never has the intent of living in Florida, does he? Well, we need to understand, I guess, in our discussion about self-reliance. We talked before the break about the unions, what they'd become, and how the unions, in fact, wound up becoming the owners. Unions became very self-serving. We are able to see how critical that these steps were to controlling every single aspect of American life. Not just then, but more so today, when there's now no way for the public to show its displeasure with everything that's taking place throughout the nation. Elections were offered as a way to keep the politicians honest. Because we all know that elections are now fixed, they're rigged, the voting machines are totally hackable, totally unreliable, they're controlled by the same union thugs that are told to support a particular individual for the top position of the land. But on top of that, we don't have 4 years to wait to make corrections when the government goes against every promise it made to the electorate. But we then know that the promises were all BS anyway. The promises were things that were said to con people into voting for them so they could get on the biggest government dole that ever existed, which is our pocketbooks. Look, is this nation going to survive 4 years of this abomination? Of course, I guess we said the same thing about Junior Bush and certainly Willie Jeff. So here we are. We now have all the things we didn't want. They're all firmly in place. They're eroding even further as we share this oddball commentary tonight. But there's one real thing that is becoming clear. The public needs to have a real voice in everything that government or the corrupted corporations do at every single level within this society. Secrecy must give way to public transparency on all but the most highly classified matters, and the totally inept TSA must go. Not just the TSA, as far as I'm concerned, they can tell Homeland Security to take a hike. And we should give Janet Napolitano a one-way ticket to the island of Lesbos and let her stay there, spend the rest of her life there. TSA's got to go, not just because they've totally failed to unearth even one person who was trying to do what they supposedly exist to prevent, but because they're nothing but an exercise in perversions of all types being carried out in the name of a totally discredited national security apparatus that is a total complete farce. This lack of responsibility in every quarter must end, because there will be consequences of the most extreme kind if real changes are not immediately addressed at all levels of every government agency and throughout the society as a political body. Government exists at the will of man. Government exists, or once did, to listen and respond to the public's demands, not to create their own comic book fantasies of global power, unending, especially when part of their plan involves the destruction of over four-fifths of the planet's population. Blue Plague is a perfect example of what happens when a country gives a private for-profit corporation the right to experiment with the survival of the entire planet. Gee, I thought that we, 6 decades ago, got involved with this World War II thing on two fronts. The Pacific, because those little slanty-eyed bad guys bombed us out at Pearl Harbor. Something that FDR knew all about, knew was coming. And secondly, because we went to Europe to fight the bad boy, Hitler, and his entire concept of life and liberty and blonde-headed, blue-eyed kids, and everybody's got to be perfect or else. And along with him, his marvelous henchman, Goebbels. My favorite was always Josef Mengele. The things that we as a nation spoke out against, have now become. BP, What does that stand for? Beyond Petroleum? They've created new life that is totally artificial in order to own this new life with the inherent problem that because this new life form has never been tested anywhere. There's no lab condition that can replicate what will happen once this artificial new life form interacts existing life forms from all of nature, which includes people. And so the result has been the Gulf Blue Plague. And the ultimate price will be determined by nature. And might well, in the future, and maybe doing so right now, cost mankind even the survival of itself. But along the way, millions of species will die because of the greed of British Petroleum, which is totally out of control. And our government? Oh my God. This government obviously believes that it can crush us all because they believe that we are sufficiently terrified to do everything they tell us to do. And I fear that most Americans fall into that category. As for our abilities, belief in crushing us all, it's all going to become increasingly more difficult for them. Because our reactions to their crimes against us continues to grow with every passing minute. I sense a greater degree of resistance in the air. And unless there's a pulling back by the government at all levels, that air may well spill over into open rebellion, not by the crazies and the insane, but by those that created this place and have now been turned into common roadkill on the way to empire. And so where does self-responsibility come into this? Government should have been far more responsible than they have been in this and many other nations around the world. And so then this event takes place in Arizona, what, 4 days, 5 days ago? Is this the lone gunman theory again? And 10 years from now, we'll find out there was a grassy knoll up on the other end of the Safeway parking lot? I don't know. You know, newsrooms and hospitals have one major thing in common. The hush is the loudest thing that anyone ever hears. The hush is the moment when normal activity stops cold for an announcement of major events that will entirely reshape any usual activity. And while both newsrooms and hospitals stop on that kind of news and then following it race into a whirlwind of overdrive, the similarities end there. Hospitals gird for the incoming and the flood of bad news to follow. Most newsrooms do not. In a newsroom, tragic events are met with a different vibe, an electric jolt that energizes the room with a sense of self-importance. The shot of adrenaline that surges through a newsroom is probably fascinating to watch. I mean, think about this. Be a fly on the wall in a newsroom when a call or a scanner comes in talking about a shooting that's just going on in a parking lot at a grocery store. These guys got to get wet in their pants. Come on, man, let's go. Blood, guts, death, mayhem. Oh, goody, we're back on top. Because after the initial rush, this newsroom's never satisfied. There's a reason why the term news junkie exists. Because there's always the next twist, the next piece of fresh information, the next set of numbers. That's the backdrop of what we witnessed take place this last Saturday. And I guess to some degree it's still going on. The initial news breaks, the what? A shooting in a crowd in Arizona? might be. Yeah, now confirmed. U.S. representative dead. No. And later they start talking about the scale of the attack, where it occurred, the emergency response taking place. Once the what is established, then the other who, what, why, where, when, and hows come into play. Journalists live by an old truism, the rule of WS. Who, what, when, where, and why? The challenge to their profession, if you wish to call it that way, over the past three decades, they've dropped the last W. They no longer ask the why. Oh, see, the first four are the easiest. Those were known within minutes of the story breaking, but the why takes time. It takes work. It takes effort. It takes tenacity, dedication. It takes being a journalist. And news in this 24/7 world of news today doesn't have time to wait for answers. Today, it refuses to wait for them. And so maybe they create them. So in a newsroom somewhere on Saturday, shortly after the event broke, one turned to another and asked, why would someone do this? And the response was not, I have no idea, or let's find out now. No, the response was, well, what do you think? Why would anyone do something like this? Because conservative white men are dangerous, deranged people waiting to kill us. Even worse, it was likely believed with head-nodding agreement across the short-walled cubicles. Had to be a white, blonde-headed, blue-eyed American conservative, right? It's turning out that it was a liberal. Although he was such a whack job, nobody really knew what he was. So as it turned out, multiple journalists decided to run with this story. The why hit the major news websites with a certainty of correctness that just needed one small ounce of backup. And that came shortly when Sheriff Dupcha of Pima County, Arizona, opened his mouth and spewed a prejudicial opinion that had no basis in fact. But to the journalists, it was fact, since it could be directly attributed to a law enforcement source in charge of the scene of the crime. By the way, if you don't know, Dupcha or Dupa means ass, butt, rear end. In this case, a horse's ass, a real big one. So nobody had to go after the why, you see, because the why had been proven. The gates had been opened. And that was the next fixed moment the junkies needed, a mainline shot that ignited what they wanted. It was a story bigger than the breaking news that a political philosophy and a group, white men, that they stand opposed to was responsible for inciting a murderous rampage. And the wheels of the fallout of this began spinning so fast that the media lost all its controls, or what few it seemed to have anymore. You see, journalism, like any other business, enjoys great highs and suffers noticeable lows. Scandals of false stories have rocked no less than CBS and the New York Times in recent years. But this, oh, this was different. This was an industry-wide failure. We can argue this was the worst moment of journalism that we've maybe ever witnessed. This was not just an embarrassment. It was a lie filled with such wishful hate as to damage an industry beyond repair to a huge portion of an audience already doubting or dismissing its credentials. And what's worse? We'll see if we've got time to cover that when we come back. Stay with us, won't you?
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each mill is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generations.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Ow, I got a man that's always late. Anytime we have a date, but I love him. Yes, I love him. So I'm gonna walk up to his gate, see if we can get it straight, 'cause I want him. Yeah, I intend to have him. I'll just ask him, is you is or is you ain't my baby?
Oh, baby. I can just listen to her all the time. The gist of all that I'm sharing with you, we will not be able to complete, because it's just too involved. We have a media who is so twisted and so controlled that just doesn't get it. They're too quick to instantly point the fingers at someone and say he's a white conservative. He's one of those Tea Partiers. He's one of those ultra-right-wing radicals. He must be a supporter of Sarah Palin or Glenn Beck or whatever the case may happen to be. Of course, 10 years ago, they just said, oh, he's one of them Buchanan boys. You see, it seems that the media has got a real problem. They seem to want to eradicate white men. The media views white men as the root of all evil that has ever existed or will ever exist. Seeks to punish white men. Oh, there's lots of white men that are probably should be punished. But the media lives for opportunities to indict white men. They see multiculturalism as a wonderful goal and white men as the racist, sexist block in the way of an enlightened society. The template is not conservatives equal bad. It is white men equals bad. Because, gee, you know, it's mostly white men that are conservatives, right? That's why the media is so damned angry at the Palins and the Bachmans of the world, because they're hurting the attempt to pacify white men. It's also why liberal white men are held in such esteem, because they help neuter white conservative men. But that all gets off into a whole different direction. You see, why is no longer a question to most of the media. The media knows why. It just needs backing to say it. When some idiotic sheriff like Dupjaw comes out and makes the statements that he makes, it just has to be truth. They don't back it. They don't support it. They don't do investigative journalism anymore. Oh, that's right. Last Saturday, investigative journalism died. The media openly declared war on free speech and the First Amendment it was sworn to protect. But the media doesn't much care for the foundations of the U.S. Constitution anyway. After all, it was written by whom? Oh, that's right, white men. You got to understand something, my friends. The battle over free speech has moved now to the front lines. War of another type is just beginning. RBN will continue to be a part of that war. Will you? Something to think about. Thanks for sharing your valuable time with me this evening. Watch out. Uncle Remus is getting ready to run his mouth. We'll see you tomorrow night. Good night.
You have got the lips that suit my taste. Your fingertips, they cannot be replaced. Oh, baby, what you got, nobody has. And I got you, yes, I got you. I got you and all that jazz. And all that jazz.
Ever climbing.